With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says there's a Trump ultimatum for Israel.
President Donald Trump has ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas says that it has accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly two-year war. Trump wrote on social media that Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly, saying that right now it's far too dangerous to do that, indicating that discussions were underway to work out the details. Some of the elements that Hamas says they have accepted includes giving up power and releasing all remaining hostages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hamas's response fell short of Israel's demands that the group surrender and disarm. Another vote to fund the government has failed in the Senate, and there's no end to the stalemate in sight. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans show no signs of wanting to end the shutdown.
Donald Trump and the Republicans are not behaving responsibly. They're not behaving in a serious manner. They don't want to reopen the government, and they certainly do not want to address the health care crisis that Republicans have created.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is blasting Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer and his party for refusing to compromise.
I just don't know how they sustain this position. They've walked themselves, and Schumer has led them into this down this rat hole, and I don't know how they get out of it right now. But it's going to take we need five of them to flip.
Senator Thune spoke to the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the Nasdaq dropping 63. The S&P 500 up by a fraction. This is SRN News. Christians come together in North Carolina after a deadly shooting.
The deaths of three people and injuries to five motivated Pastor Devon Varnum of Southport Baptist Church to respond with care as Jesus would. He organized a vigil at his church, which drew between 800 and 1,000 people, according to Baptist Press. During the vigil, first responders and pastors from the area led attendees in prayer for the victims and the community, as well as the suspect. George Williams, SRN News.
A nurse in the UK was suspended from her duties for misgendering a convicted pedophile. Jennifer Melly was suspended after she referred to the patient's biological male sex when discussing treatment with a doctor and addressed the patient as Mr. The patient, who claims to be a woman but serving time at a high-security men's prison, is then alleged to have racially abused Melly. This is SRN News. Chicago Mass Transit is starting to feel the effects of the government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
White House Budget Director Russell Vogt says the administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. The latest collateral effects of the government shutdown. The pause affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. Vogt says the move is intended to, quote, ensure funding is not flowing via race-based contracting. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal agents have detained several people near an immigration facility outside Chicago. This facility has been a frequent target for protesters during President Trump's administration's immigration enforcement surge. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visited the facility today, leading to a growing crowd of protesters. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.